With us now to continue the conversation on the proposed Chiefs-Royals Starbond proposal is Vance Ginn. Vance is the founder and president of Ginn Economic Consulting. He previously served as the White House's Office of Management and Budget, as the Associate Director for Economic Policy from June of 2019 through May of 2020 under President Trump. Vance, thank you for joining us this evening. Happy Father's Day. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, sir.
Hi, John. Yeah, it's a pleasure with you, and happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you, sir. So you are opposed to the Starbond proposals that are up for consideration on Tuesday. Why?
Well, you know, I think there's, of course, there's a lot of interest in this topic. And when you have two great teams and you have a great interest in the community and everything else, and I certainly empathize with what's going on. But the problem is when you look at the facts of what's happened in other places when Starbonds have been used, other states have tried these sort of things, it just doesn't work out as planned to have the number of, you know, people, employees that they bring on and hirings or the community benefits longer term. You're talking about a Starbond here for sales tax and revenue to last 30 years. There's a lot of changes that happen over the course of just 5 years, much less 30 years. And so this puts a huge burden on the community at a time when, you know, these private institutions should do things on their own instead of asking taxpayers to put the bill in the process. And so I think this is one of those things where you have the seen, you have the shiny stadium and everything, but the unseen is that there's much that's to be wanted otherwise for people across the state of Kansas, and in particular in the location of where the stadium is. So I think this is not a good situation.
Some people have claimed that Kansas taxpayers will be on the hook for this project. Now, other than obviously the people who pay sales tax, but that's not necessarily Kansas taxpayers. That's anybody who would visit the district. But just to make sure, Starbonds do not count against a local government's debt limit, nor do they affect its bond rating, correct?
Correct. That's right. Yeah, because it's just to pay off the project within that district that's been determined by the TIF, the Tax Increment Financing Zone, that they'll put in for, let's say, the Kansas City Chiefs move over, across the border, and then they have this, they have the stadium there and everything. They'll make the district, the zone, a little bit larger than that because they're trying to reap the benefits. Because the idea here, John, is that you have this stadium, and then it's going to bring other businesses along, and then they can get the sales tax to pay off the bond over the course of that 30 years. And so that's where the situation really is here for the star bond.
And another question that I've heard, some of the objections, people worry that local governments would need to keep property taxes or sales tax rates elevated or hike them even higher to account for infrastructure needs or things that are related to the Starbond project. And I should note, however, that these Starbonds are unique to Kansas. No other states have Starbonds. So, would local governments in any way be required to fund this? This is strictly up to the bondholders, right?
Well, it is up to the bondholders. Now, there could be spillover effects that happen in communities around that location for potentially, you know, increases in value, also different services that could be provided and things of that nature. But for this particular area, with that tax increment financing zone, there would not be additional services or costs from that. And there are other states that do tax increment financing, they don't call it a star bond necessarily, but they'll put it in place. Like in Oklahoma, for example, they do this, and they'll try to say that they pay it off within a certain amount of time.
Like a TIF district.
And there's no other increase. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So they're a little bit different, but I think even with those, there is an increase in cost over time. And so to me, it's not only about the cost for the individuals and the bondholders that's redirecting resources that could go into the area to this particular bond. But it's also for the cost of not just today, but over time. I mean, you have over the next 30 years, what other things could go into that area compared with the new stadium itself. And those are things that I think really need to look at. And the other thing too is the precedence that it sets. why shouldn't every business in that community get some sort of bond, some sort of handout from the government or taxpayers and everything else?
That's true. I imagine Dr. Collier would tell you, well, that every other business isn't the Kansas City Chiefs and the Royals, but sure. I'm sure. But we're talking with Vance Ginn, founder and president of Ginn Economic Consulting. When I was talking with Dr. Collier, I mentioned the Kansas Speedway. It's the NASCAR track. And I mentioned that my wife and I have never been to the Speedway, which, by the way, if anybody's got tickets, you're welcome to, I'll take them, but we've never been there. So therefore we're not paying for that Starbond project. What do you say to those who favor the project and then argue that Starbonds are the ultimate user pay model for financing infrastructure because sales tax generated within the district are utilized to retire the Starbonds? You don't go, you don't pay.
Yeah, so I mean, that's an interesting concept, and I think that there's a user fee argument as an economist. That's something I've looked into. But I think something like this, and I think going back to your point with Dr. Collier, is that, yes, it's the Kansas City Chiefs, but I would say, yes, it's the Kansas City Chiefs. They have multi-billion dollars in revenue. They
that's
should be able
true.
To pay for this themselves, not on the back of taxpayers or some sort of government financing situation. That's not, in my view, that's not the role of government. This is industrial policy or industrial planning or government planning from a top-down approach compared with allowing the marketplace to work. And so not every business is the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's exactly right. They don't have the type of revenue. So why should it be on the back of taxpayers in the process? And so I think there's a lot of concern about that from the Kansas Policy Institute, where I'm a senior fellow at, and others in the community are really concerned about this.
I will grant you that. And you're right, because they could clearly afford it. It's not like the Chiefs and Royals couldn't afford to build their own stadium. I'm sure, right. Again, I'm sure that the proponents would argue, well, if Texas is going to build them a stadium, if we don't want to lose them, and that's the nature of some of this being competitive in today's climate. Sometimes you have to, they would argue that sometimes you have to incentivize an entity to stay. What do you say to those who say that, it dramatically raises our national tourism? I mean, Dr. Collier made that point that it would, raise our national tourism and economic development profile. But not only that, I've spoken to many legislators who point to the positive fiscal effects, including areas like the $30 to $40 million in new income taxes that would be collected annually. I mean, shoot, if the Chiefs move to Kansas, Patty Mahomes, income taxes are going to Kansas now. So, I mean, and every player that comes to play a game at the Chiefs, when he plays a game in Kansas, we're taxing his income. So all that new income comes to Kansas.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things in that. But just try to unpack it a little bit. Kansas doesn't have a revenue problem. It has a spending problem.
Oh, I agree with you there. Yeah, preaching to the choir, brother. Preaching to the choir.
So I don't want to go down that route too much because I think that's a slippery slope if we need to bring in more revenue.
We do not need new revenue.
But your other point is really key to this is competition. I believe strongly in federalism. And so when you have states being able to compete, I think that's really important. However, when they start competing with handouts, and a lot of the states are doing this nowadays. Florida is one of the only ones that decided not to do this a few years ago. But they had some other agreements that, years ago that they were working with. But when you start handing out money, then it's like, okay, well, what are you giving up in the process?
Right.
That there still is other things that they could be using within that area that wouldn't necessarily go to the Kansas City Chiefs. And yes, the Kansas City Chiefs are on fire right now, and they're great. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, I'm a Texas Tech Red Raider is where I went. And so I'm a huge fan of Patrick Mahomes. but he's not always going to be there. And the Chiefs may not always be that great.
No.
So you bring in an institution like that, thinking that it's going to be, glory days forever, but that's not the way that this works.
No.
And so short term, you might see some benefits, but what about the longer term cost of such a decision like this?
You made a good point. I mean, as Tom Brady said during his roast, the Chiefs had 50 years of mediocrity and 5 years of excellence. So there is something to be said there. Vance, I appreciate you coming on and bringing your perspective on this thing. I mean, I've heard from what I'm hearing from, some of my former colleagues Sounds like they've got the votes. We won't know for sure until Tuesday. But if folks want more information, if they want to connect with you, they can find you at VanceGinn. That's GINN.com. And of course, if they want to reach out with the AFP, they can find them at AFPKS.org, correct?
Yes, that's right. And also Kansas Policy Institute, it's kansaspolicy.org. You can check out information there as well.
I love KPI. They're a wealth of knowledge. Vance, thank you very much, my friend. I appreciate you, and thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much, John. Have a great evening.